With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Boomer. Welcome back. How are you?
Terrific. Good to see you, brother, man, in person. And, yeah, it's been 2 weeks. So I'm here, and it's great to be back and be in the studio with you. You know, you saw that crazy video, and I know what you're talking about with Cam Newton.
Yes.
I saw a crazy video with Deion Sanders.
Yes, that too.
Which is absolutely insane.
Right.
Because they're playing football right now.
Mm-hmm. I know. Spring football. I was so confused about that.
Well, we're going to kind of get that out in Suffolk County, aren't we?
Well, yes, but that's high school football is put off because of COVID. This seems like something else that has gone on there for a while.
Right,
like,
right.
They have a spring and they have a fall.
It's
over
crazy.
There.
It's absolutely crazy. So, yeah, the world is coming apart, you know, as Deion Sanders is claiming. He got ripped off as his team was playing a game, and he came in and just went nuts. But really, I have to tell you two things that I take from this weekend. One, the Brooklyn Nets, a six-game winning streaker,
yeah.
And it's all on the road. And it's all without Kevin Durant. And one of the more bizarre things happening last night with Paul George in the L.A. Clippers, which was just absolutely crazy, especially because he was playing so great and they actually set him down because of minutes limits.
So this was, if you didn't see the game late last night and you're just saying, oh, wow, the Nets won another game. There's a couple of things at the end of this game that you need to know about. One was the foul, offensive foul on Kawhi Leonard as he's driving to the hoop, and you have a little bit of a flop situation with James Harden. And then after that, or actually before that, rather.
A little bit of a flop situation. I mean, a little bit of a flop situation.
I'm being kind because they're playing so well and he's been so great, but it was a flop situation, all right?
Well, if he won, that's all that matters, and he flopped at the right time.
He did flop at the right time, and he got the call, and that was that, and they didn't have a challenge because they used it earlier on a screen, so it was just not a good situation for the Clippers. But, I mean, to me, they shot themselves in the foot a couple of minutes earlier because 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the game. The Clippers are down six. Paul George has been playing great the entire game. And what happens? Ty Lue says, you're out of the game, and you're out of the game for the rest of the game because you hit your minutes, and that's that. So they had to play the final 3 minutes, and they came back and had an opportunity to win the game. But the final 2 minutes and 50 seconds without Paul George, not because he was hurt, not because he had fouled out, not because of anything other than the fact that he hit his minutes restriction. And then at the end of the game, you know, Ty Lue's asked about it. He's laughing. He's like, yep, I know. I know. And he's looking around. And then Paul George is asked, how frustrated are you? He goes, I think you know the answer to the question. It sucks. So this is something that's coming from the front office. And they're telling Ty Lue and the player, you got to get out. And that's just, it's just so stupid. So add this on another list of things that turn you off about today's NBA is where you have front offices dictating how much these guys can play. How about the coach earlier? If you do have a strict 33-minute restriction, how about sitting them down in the first quarter a little bit more as opposed to 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the game? You're pulling a superstar out. Just completely stupid, and you hate to see those things. I understand health of players is important, and being healthy in the playoffs is important for teams like this with superstars, but this just it just didn't feel right at the end of the game with
especially when Harden and Irving are both playing 41 and 40 minutes respectively.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like those guys are out there, and they're out there without Kevin Durant, and they've won six in a row. They've won them all on the road, and that's got to be one of the great road trips in Nets history.
Yep.
If it's not the best, I don't know what's better than that. And especially with the teams that they were playing against. Now, the other thing now this brings me to is to the real basketball team in the in the NBA, and that would be the Knicks.
Yeah.
And Julius Randle, you know it, I know it. He's going to be named to the All-Star team. Come on. It's ridiculous. If he doesn't get named, he will be named, and that will either happen either today or tomorrow, most likely tomorrow. And that brings me to tomorrow night's game, the Clippers. Now, they almost lost last night to the worst team in basketball, but they came, they held on, and they gave Tom Thibodeau something that he needed desperately, and that's to beat one of his old teams, his previous team. And R.J. Barrett played in the fourth quarter, hit a couple big shots. That was big for them last night. Well, what's really important is that tomorrow night they play the Clippers.
No, the Warriors.
I mean, the Warriors. Yep. They play the Warriors, and fans are going to be in the building.
That's right. And it's going to be an opportunity to get back to 500. They had that opportunity against the Orlando. It didn't happen. Now they're going to have it at home with fans in the Garden against a very recognizable team and a team with some superstars on it in Golden State. So, yeah, I mean, it should be great. They should be able to feed off the energy. It's not like you're going from 0 to 100, though. You're not going 0 to full capacity. It is going to be just a fraction of the amount of people that you normally see. But you know that those fans are going to be loud, you know it's going to be intense.
The NFL players that played in stadiums that had some fans, like Kansas City and down in Florida, you know, they said that it made a difference.
Yeah.
That it definitely made a difference. It felt a little bit more normal. It didn't feel like it was a four-way scrimmage against Belport, Patrick, Medford, East Islip, and West Islip.
Yeah, Komsawak.
Yeah, Komsawak, whatever. that actually felt like it was something. So I would think, you know, inside, you know, with what, 1,200 fans or whatever it is, you're going to feel it. And the players will feel it. The players will feel some sense of normalcy, which will be good. The thing is that with the Warriors coming to town, you know, you got Draymond Green getting thrown out again the other night, going crazy in the middle of a game. And, you know, Steph Curry can light you up for 50 a night. You know that, and I know that. And just like, this is a team that is 16-15. The Knicks are 15-16. Like, they're very close to each other.
Well, in record-wise, yes.
Yes, I'm saying, I mean, but I want, like, the Knicks have got to get here. I feel like this is a must-win Tuesday. I'm sorry, must-win Tuesday.
You going to must-win Tuesday tomorrow?
Yes,
yeah, that's what we'll declare it at the 6 o'clock, 24 hours from now. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you just in the fact that, you know, that would be such a significant moment, I think, in the season, because you're back to 500, you got fans in the stands, and it's beating the Warriors. It's not the Warriors of the Dynasty Warriors, but it's still the Warriors, and it's still Steph Curry who's healthy. So, yeah, I mean, that would be such a disappointment to finally have fans in that building, and then this team that's played so well doesn't play so well against Golden State and loses. But that's been the one thing about this Knicks season that's been missing, is the fact that, you know, the appreciation from New York, the appreciation from the Knicks fans, and maybe they see it on Twitter, maybe they see it elsewhere. I don't know these players, but like Julius Randle, I want him to have a standing ovation. I want him to be able to experience that. You know, all these guys that got drafted by the Knicks, signed with the Knicks, you know, one of the things that they had heard about, as bad as the organization has been, was, you know, you play well, it's incredible the amount of support that you're going to get from the city and the Knicks fans, and they haven't been able to experience that in a season that's been a hell of a lot better than their previous ones.
Well, you know, there's some very interesting things out there for New York right now. One of them happens to be Deshaun Watson for the Jets.
Yeah.
One of them happens to be, for hockey fans, Jack Eichel to the Rangers, which I do not want. I'm not advocating for that because of the salary and because of what it would take to get a guy like that. And just because one of our top guys isn't playing that well, everybody wants to freak out. We got 40 games left. You know, even if he goes off in the last 20, which is ultimately going to determine who makes the playoffs in all these divisions, that will be important. You also have, and who I finally think that the Knicks should target if they can, but when you target one of these superstar-type players, what does it do to your team when it comes to salary cap? What does it do to your team taking away assets that you have right now that you believe you can build with, whether it be for the Jets, it's draft picks.
Sure.
For the Knicks, it may be young players like Emmanuel Quickley and maybe R.J. Barrett. But the guy that I would try to target, and he's got 3 years left in his contract, would be Carl Anthony Towns, if he wanted out of Minnesota.
Yeah, he would have to make that
He would
known.
Have to do it. He would have to go.
He would, like, yeah, he would
I don't
have to.
I necessarily know that he's the type of guy that would do that. And, you
especially
know,
everything he's gone through lately and the support he's gotten from that community. And he had his mother die because of COVID and other family members. And he got it. And it just seems, I don't know, maybe not this year, but he does have 3.5 years left on that contract. And he is definitely one of those guys that is a team changer. But and he's still very, very young. And you know the Kentucky connection that the Knicks have. So, I mean, all of that is there.
Just a question, like, what do you have to give up to get a guy like that? And then, you know, bringing him here, it's the same thing with Deshaun Watson. So out there, many people say the Jet, you know, roster is terrible. It's one of the worst in the league. That's pretty much a foregone conclusion that everybody feels that way. Now, there's a lot of young guys that we don't know much about and that we'll see in their second and third year. Maybe they'll be even better. Like Quinnen Williams was much better this year than he was his rookie year. And now all of a sudden people are talking about trading him to go get Deshaun Watson along with draft picks and all this other stuff. And you're saying to yourself, okay, I mean, why would Deshaun Watson want to come to a team that's basically going to wipe out their assets? And then he's going to be stepping into a situation much like he would be leaving.
Well, because you're banking on, you're going to an organization that's going to build it the right way. You have a coach and a general manager that you trust. And as we've talked about many times with the Jets, they're not wiping away every asset they have in the draft or the trade like this because they've got two first-round picks each of the next 2 years. So I don't know. That's the...
As I've been saying for months now, you know, Joe Douglas has got the team positioned perfectly with a new coach now, with lots of draft assets. They'll have to figure out what they're going to do with Sam Darnold if they can go and get Deshaun Watson. Now, here's the other thing I will tell you. If and hopefully this stuff is all going to start happening because, you know, free agency is right down the road. That we're getting ready to hit tag season. Well, they'll have about 2 weeks to tag the players, franchise tags around the league. Like, you know, this is where the Dallas Cowboys will determine what they're doing with Dak Prescott and all this other stuff. So that stuff hits in March. But the thing for, you know, the Jets right now is let's just say you can't get Deshaun Watson and he wants to go to Miami and he ends up going to Miami. So now you're in your division. In Buffalo, what do you have? You have
Josh Allen. Yep.
And down in Miami, you have Deshaun Watson. So now the real question for you is how do you defeat those guys? Do you get another quarterback that you think may be able to become one of those guys, or do you stay with Sam and then just draft as many freaks that you can on defense?
Yeah, well, also offense.
No, but I'm just telling you, this is where your guys on defense. You got to have fast guys on defense. You got to have guys like they had out in San Francisco.
Yeah.
That can assault people like they had in Tampa this year.
I understand. Where,
you know, where's the next Devin White coming from? Where's Shaq Barrett coming from? Where are these next level guys that you could get on defense in a draft? That's, you know, with all these picks that you have, I want everybody that's running 4.4 or less. I don't care. And I want them all on defense because I'm playing these two quarterbacks four times.
I'm telling you, though, it's going to be tough at number two if you end up selecting there, not taking Devontae Smith, though. It's going to be very difficult if you're sticking with Sam.
Yeah, but the other point is, too, is that you can take that pick and make more picks out of it.
Right. If there's another team that's desperately wants Zach Wilson or desperately wants Justin Fields, you trade, and then you move down and you acquire even more picks.
And again, you're sitting in Joe Douglas's office. That's exactly what they're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to figure out, you know, is Zach Wilson a kid? Is Justin Fields a kid? Or is Sam Darnold a kid? Trade the second pick, yet add even more picks and just keep adding and just keep adding and just keep firing shots on goal and just trying to get as many guys in here as you possibly can. And I'm telling you, the way that they did it out in San Francisco, which obviously Rob Saleh was a part of, he saw it. He saw that defensive line. He saw what a defensive line, how it can absolutely crush a game and ruin a game, especially against an offensive line that's beat up like Kansas City, as we saw in the Super Bowl. I mean, I went back and looked at that film. I'm telling you, Patrick Mahomes is a magician that he didn't get killed.
By the way,
game.
Congratulations to Patrick Mahomes and his wife and fiance. I guess maybe they haven't gotten married yet. On their birth of their baby daughter.
Does that make me an uncle?
Yeah, actually, I think it does. Yes.
Yes, okay.
Uncle Boomer this morning. Sterling Sky Mahomes.
I like it.
Who was born over the weekend. But, yeah, and then that team got to a Super Bowl and was leading in a Super Bowl with a quarterback who is, I think, thought of by most as average to slightly above average at best in Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, that really is the model.
They just couldn't stop him in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, right.
But see, again, can Sam Darnold
Can he be Jimmy Garoppolo? Can he be Ryan Tannehill? Can he be one of those
guys? Can he be one of those guys and then load up on defense and get as fast as you possibly can on defense and find a Devin White? I mean, like, with all these picks that he's got, with all the different with the amount of money that they have under the salary cap, he should be able to do whatever he wants to do, assuming he doesn't go and get Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to be a really interesting offseason for the Jets, whereas I feel like with the Giants, there's just not a ton that they're going to be doing that's going to excite people.
Right.
They're just going to continue to build and try to get better and come back year two with Joe Judge, and hopefully Daniel Jones is better and healthy and Saquon's healthy. That's sort of what the Giants are. With the Jets, it's like the possibilities are limitless with the new coach and all the picks and Deshaun Watson out there and everything else. So we're going to be talking a lot about what their future is. And to me, I've said from the beginning, if they can get Deshaun Watson, they'll do it. If they can't, I feel like they're going to go. They're going to keep Sam Darnold. That's just the way I feel.
I always feel like, for me, that Joe Douglas is sitting right now in a general manager's chair that any general manager worth his weight would want to sit in, because of now it's his team. He's got his new coach, his own hand-picked coach, and now he has all of this draft capital and all of this salary cap space. Do you realize, like, he is sitting on a pile of gold?
Sure.
And not many general managers, like, if you're Nick Caserio and you're down there in Houston and you're inheriting that, you're inheriting, like, the total opposite of what Joe Douglas has. So every general manager that is worth his weight is would wish that they would be in a situation like Joe Douglas. He is like in the best possible situation you can be in, with all the draft capital that you have, all the space you have underneath the salary cap, and the ability with the number two overall pick to decide if you want to go with a new quarterback.
Yeah, so we said that not that long ago about Mike Maccagnan. And Mike Maccagnan ended up signing Le'Veon Bell.
Well, didn't do it well.
Tremaine Johnson.
Well, the point being is he didn't do it well.
Right.
And you know who else? I think, you know, when Dave Gettleman came to the Giants, he came with the edict from the Mara family and the Tisch family. Look, we got to clean this thing out. We got to start over. We have got to start finding the right players, the right coach. And, you know, Dave Gettleman's in the middle of all that stuff right now. And Joe Douglas is basically essentially really starting, even though he's been here and last year's free agency class wasn't great. He's essentially really starting from scratch right now. And that was when he finally fired, Adam Gase and got rid of all of that. He started from scratch. And now this is the beginning of what you hope is going to be a long run for the general manager that has more decisions to make than most general managers have in 2 or 3 years. He's got to make literally in the next 3 months.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Jerry Recco is with us, and he's back in the other studio. I got used to hanging out with Jerry in here over the last couple of weeks, and now he's distant again. One day soon, we'll all be back together, all in the same studio, all looking at each other in the face, but that time is not now. Jerry, what happened in sports yesterday and over the weekend?
Well, we can tell you first and foremost that Phil Murphy will be with Moose and Maggie at 11:20. We have a COVID-19 sports-related announcement.
Okay.
Al and I were trying to figure out what that could be. We don't know.
Well, is it that thing that we were talking about a couple of weeks ago where he is allowing parents to watch their kids and
indoors, maybe. I don't know.
I was there on Saturday for my son's basketball game, first game back. So, no, that's happened
already. That's not it.
Can't be it. No.
COVID-related. I mean, is he going to make an announcement about the football teams already?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know if
we're going to find out.
Do that in February when we're not going to know what the world is like in September. You hope everything's better, but
this is why you got to tune in at 11:20.
Right. Well, the question is, what's not open? Who's not playing? You know,
New Jersey Devils.
Right.
Do we have fans there yet? Or are they planning on that or no?
I thought there was an announcement about that a few weeks ago, but maybe not. Maybe that's what it is about the Devils and Seton Hall and Rutgers.
Yeah,
although
only New York is the one that, you know, we've been hearing much about.
Yeah.
So,
well, maybe
so
that's it.
That's got to be it. It's going to be fans at Devils games,
well, we
fans at
that.
Rutgers game. Well, that's what I'm saying it is now.
Well, I mean, Rutgers is done with their home schedule Wednesday, so that doesn't do much good. And Seton Hall's got to be done soon.
All right, so fans at Devils games, Jerry. That's what it's going to be.
Maybe. Tune in at 11:20
to find out. It'll be 1,200 people allowed at Devils games.
Maybe. We'll find out. Here's what we know. The Nets used to play in New Jersey. They now play in Brooklyn. Last night they played in L.A. against the Clippers and won again.
Picked up by Terrence Mann. Step back. Three on the right. In and out, no good. Tip by Jordan goes down. DeAndre Jordan, the former Clipper, with the tip in with 11 seconds to go.
Chris Carino here on The Fan.
Stick my hands down my...
Did you see his stupid video,
yes,
by the way?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I thought the basketball one was embarrassing. Somehow this one's worse.
You know, Andy Chavez did it.
I know that.
Andy Chavez did it. It was funny because he did it shirtless and he dove in a snow pile and everything
else. He's
also
the guy who made the catch. He's
right.
The actual guy.
Right. Then
know?
He came in. And then, Evan, I have to say, it was cringeworthy. And I like Evan, you know, and I love the fact that he's a Met lunatic.
Bitch, shut your mouth.
No, it was
jeez,
just
Evan.
Cringeworthy.
Quédate ahí, vas a ir a la casa de nieve.
Yeah, the cat, snow cone, baby.
That's his wife.
Is his wife or his mother-in-law? It was one of the
two. I don't know.
Yeah, but, and what did she say?
Dork.
Move out of this house right now, you dweeb.
I don't know what he's saying.
Get out of my sight, you redheaded weirdo.
So, yeah, that was weird.
Now, did Craig make him do that, or was this just something that he did on his own?
I don't know. I saw Craig tweet, we'll discuss Monday.
Yeah. Oof.
I'm still trying to figure out what he's trying to say. Man. Anyhow, so his hands down is, because the Nets did win 112-108. They get to 8 games over 500 now, 20-12. James Harden, 37 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists. Kyrie Irving, 28-8. And Jordan, that big tip in. Here was Steve Nash. Bottom line, we got it done.
I don't think today was you know, perfect by any stretch. There's lots of breakdowns, but our hustle and overall desire, I think, carried us for stretches.
How about that? Hustle and desire. Here's Harden. What does he see from this team now he's been here a bit?
We're playing hard now, and we're playing smart. Like, we've had time to practice. We've had time to go over things on both ends of the ball.
And it's working. Kyrie spoke for a nice lengthy period. He says doing the little things.
I know I say it's just words, but you guys don't get a chance to be in our locker room all the time. But the preparation is where it starts.
And that's why he says,
Ben,
how about
we've
this?
Come a long way from when he wasn't talking to the media.
Or talking about not needing a coach. Here he was yesterday saying it's a big part of this.
Steve holds us accountable because we need to be coached. We, you know, I don't know everything. Everyone else on the team doesn't know everything. So it takes a full collective effort.
Wow, there you go. I like that.
Maturing before our eyes.
That's right, Jerry.
How about that? What does the win streak mean? Six in a row?
All it does is just keep the world silent for a little bit and then, you know, wait until we kind of hit a bump in the road and then it's what's going on with the Nets.
He's right about that. But for now, it's six in a row and they go 5-0 on the trip. Longest undefeated single trip in franchise
history. Jerry, you look terrible on TV for some reason.
I do? Oh, yeah. No, I know. I have a new laptop. It's terrible. I agree.
What do you mean a new laptop made it worse? Isn't it supposed to make it better?
Apparently this camera sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. You're not synced up at all. You're just
awful.
What off-brand laptop did you buy?
What off-brand?
Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry, I didn't buy an Apple computer. Zip it, you two.
My mistake.
No, you know what, Eddie? Bastards, enough with that my mistake.
Jerry's back to being normal.
Right,
it's a Monday morning, baby.
I'm not happy.
Bring
the camera sucks. I agree. I admit everything sucks this morning about it. There's nothing I can do. I had a lousy Friday, as you know. After the show, I then dropped my laptop, which is outstanding, which I've had for 5 years. The camera rocks. Went out, spent money on this thing, and it sucks.
What is it a Sanyo?
Yes, a Sanyo. Eat it, Boomer, okay?
All right. Eat it.
Bad purchase.
Eat it. God,
I agree.
Almighty, Terry.
I agree.
Oh, wow.
So don't worry what brand it is. It's not your heavenly Apple computer.
Oh,
God forbid if there's other brands that work. So zip it, both of you.
Well, this obviously doesn't work, Jerry.
I don't think I said anything outside. I just want to know what brand it was.
Because I know where you were going. We've worked long enough. It's enough between from
Man,
you two.
I'll tell you, he's all fired up this morning.
I
am because I'm bothered by this. I was all excited.
Oh,
new
that's
laptop.
Why I brought it
this
up.
Is going to be great.
I mean, look at him in the monitor. So he talks and then he moves. He'll be like, "Well, I'm telling you, it's not an Apple computer."
Oh.
It looks like I'm watching a dumb Godzilla movie.
And then the other thing, because I had the Comrex, which works, you know, good, but because I keep unplugging and plugging in the stupid headsets, the headsets broke. It's a good lord.
Look, stop moving so quickly.
Oh, my
Jerry,
God,
there.
Jerry. I didn't mean to.
You know what it is.
I think I touched a nerve.
Wait, I'm bothered by it because I'm bothered. You know, when you buy something brand new, you would think it would be just as good as the old. The laptop I was using for the camera, I have had for, no joke, 8 years.
Yeah.
And the camera was outstanding. So I bought the same laptop, but a new model.
Okay.
The camera sucks.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That shouldn't be the case.
And it's slow.
It should be better.
Yeah. You're not synced.
Do you want to tell me where you got it?
No, I don't.
Did you get it on the corner down here at Canal and Hudson?
I bought it at Target.
Okay. Well, then maybe you got it at Canal and Hudson.
No, I didn't get it at Canal and Hudson.
Okay.
You are some shade of ass this morning. I'm telling you, man.
Me.
You're snarky. I know where you two are going. I can right now, if I could get into Al's head, I told him Apple's the best, but he doesn't want to listen.
Al doesn't say a word.
No, for me, I'm just enjoying that Jerry's in studio and having a problem.
It's true.
It's a very good point. And Rutgers lost yesterday.
Yes,
so
they
I'm
did.
Like, you know, to
yes,
your stupid
they did.
Terps.
Stupid Terps.
So
Terps have won four in a row. That was a huge game for both teams because ultimately one of these teams is not making the tournament.
And I don't know about that. They both can.
Think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Terps have won four in a row now. They got Michigan State. who always gives them a headache
yeah,
no
but
matter what.
Been, the, I know they're not some great. Shade of ass this year. So.
I apologize for that.
Jesus, Jerry.
My mistake. I should not have said that to you, Boomer.
Yeah, okay, I'll accept the apology. But, man, we ran you out of the rack the other day.
Something like that. They played well. They played really well. So congratulations to your Maryland Terrapins.
Appreciate it.
That got the win yesterday. Your Knicks also got a win yesterday as they beat the T-Wolves 103-99. Here was your boy Fibs. Julius Randle did the job. He had 25 and 14.
We were struggling to score. We got into the post a couple times and he got us good looks inside. So he was very good down the stretch.
Now, the Knicks had a solid lead, lost the lead, wound up winning. He says no shock Minnesota fought.
The way they can score the ball, they can make up ground quickly on you.
Yeah, they're so good that they fired their head coach after the game, Ryan Saunders.
And then they hired an assistant off the Raptors coaching staff, so they obviously were talking to him while this guy was still coaching.
Amazing.
So if you're Ryan Saunders, you're probably thinking, man, this is like the worst-case scenario because these guys were scheming behind my back for a couple of months or weeks at least. And I guess they had interviewed this guy the last time that the job was open, so they probably were like, oh, maybe we should have hired him last time.
Well, speaking of the Raptors, they beat the Sixers 110-103. Pascal Siakam had 23. I take you back to Thursday night, TNT. I love Shaq. This was not his finest moment.
You got your eyes on Pascal.
No, I got my eyes on Siakam.
Pascal Siakam.
I never knew his first
check,
name.
Check, please.
First of all, I don't call him Pascal.
Okay.
I mean, these guys. I love them to death, but wow.
And then Barkley said to Shaq after that, man, you some shade of ass this morning, Shaq.
Jesus, Jerry. That just came out. I'm sorry.
It's unbelievable.
Pelicans. Isn't that what that kid at the Cam Newton camp said to Cam Newton? he said, you ass to Cam Newton.
Yeah, that was a weird scenario. And really? The video is not great, so I don't have the audio because he just opted not to play it. But weird, very strange how he went after Cam. Yankees pitcher Domingo Germán postponing a scheduled news conference, saying he needs to discuss his situation with his teammates first. We know about his off-the-field issues. Here was Aaron Boone on Sunday.
Being back with your teammates, interacting, having conversations, I think helped shape and get you to a point to where, you know, he's at now, where I do feel like he absolutely feels like he wants to address guys, again, individually and collectively.
In a group, I guess, setting. Here was Aroldis Chapman. He's had his issues off the field. What has Germán been like?
He's been keeping to himself a little more than usual, and that's understandable.
And that, of course, through his translator. Meantime, in Port St. Lucie, we heard from new Mets owner Steve Cohen. Now, the Mets haven't had the offseason a lot of fans wanted them to have, but they have done things, and they did get Francisco Lindor pretty good, and he's fired up.
I'm pretty excited by this ball club. I think Sandy and the crew have done a really good job assembling some depth. Really, really interesting ball players, in all positions.
And so we will see. Game start next week, I believe, and so off and running in Florida and Arizona. We mentioned the Maryland win. Also, number 3 Michigan beat number 4 Ohio State 92-87. The Capitals beat the Devils 4-3. And in golf, this was interesting. So Max Homa wins the Genesis Invitational at Riviera. He beats Tony Finau in a playoff. Now, he had a chance to win or at least take the lead on 18. He missed a short putt.
Oh, yeah. Major choke job there on 18.
Well, yes, and then he had a bad drop, but he had a great chip, and he wound up winning the tournament.
Did you
anyway.
See his chip after the next shot when he went into
I did.
I
actually had this on.
Just the one off the tree?
Yes.
Shockingly enough, I had this on yesterday.
And they basically told you yesterday exactly how he was going to try to make that shot against the tree, and he did it absolutely perfectly. But I don't know. They actually shut this golf tournament down because of high winds.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
First
pretty
time
wild.
Ever.
Well, the ball wouldn't stay in its place. It was pretty wild. Here was Homa on CBS. He's emotional because he's from L.A.
Been watching this tournament my whole life, why I fell in love with golf. Wow, I didn't think I'd be like this.
Yeah, here he was where he talks about his place in the city.
Had good feelings this week. Been playing great. City of Champions, you know, Dodgers. Lakers me now, so weird feeling.
Come on, Max. You had a nice day, but please.
Yeah, but he's from there. You know what I mean?
I know,
he's
but
from
he
there.
Been watching this tournament my whole life, why I fell in love with golf. Wow, didn't think I'd be like this.
Oh, wrong one. I'm sorry. This one.
Had good feelings this week. Been playing great. City of Champions, no? Dodgers, Lakers, me now, so.
Dodgers, Lakers, me. You know, the other thing he said, I don't know if you can buy to Jerry.
The Tiger clip?
No, not the Tiger clip. He talked about how, you know, there were caddies that were reaching out to him that wanted to carry his bag because he was playing so poorly. And he said, I guess they wanted to carry my bag because they knew that they would have the weekends off, which is not a good thing. So you can understand where this kid was a couple years ago to where he is now. And he wins at this golf club where he loves playing. He's one of the hardest golf courses, too, also, by the way. I've played there, and it's, like, impossible. I've hit so many trees. It's ridiculous. But good for him, man.
Hey, good for him.
Good for him.
And here was talking about getting the championship trophy from Tiger.
Yeah, I saw Tiger the other day. I was too scared to talk to him, but he's forced into talking to me today, so it's going to be a pretty awesome moment.
So he had himself quite the weekend. Good for him as he wins at Riviera.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
No Paul George for the final 3 minutes because of a minutes restriction, and then they got the flop from James Harden. And with the no offense, or it was an offensive foul on Kawhi Leonard that took away a basket late in the game. But the Nets, well, you really can't criticize them. You can't criticize them right now because they're playing their asses off. They're beating good teams without Kevin Durant. And that's really all you can ask for from them, even though they did get a couple breaks last night. And the Knicks win again. And they've got a big matchup Tuesday. We're already calling it on Monday, a must-win Tuesday against the Golden State Warriors at home with some fans in the building at the Garden, which is going to be great. The other thing we touched on is Boomer's getting bad vibes about Deshaun Watson of the Jets, and he's now thinking that this is going to be a Miami Dolphins thing. And what if the Dolphins get Deshaun Watson, and they got Josh Allen in the division, you got Deshaun Watson in the division, you got Bill Belichick in the division, and all of a sudden you're like, crap, we're looking up again from the bottom.
Yeah, you're looking up again, but man, you are loaded in every aspect of the sport, and the decision making for the general manager is exactly what every general manager would want. You now are basically starting from scratch. You have the coach, you have the handpicked coach, you have all of this draft capital. You have to make decisions, obviously, on Sam Darnold And given what Indianapolis gave for Carson Wentz, you can't expect that if you're going to go and trade Sam Darnold, you're not going to get that much for him. You know, it's everybody just kind of overstates what they think they have in terms of a player when it comes to that player and what his asset worth is on the open market. It'd be interesting. You know, I saw a couple of people reporting that, 6 or 7 to 1 for Deshaun Watson. Like a Herschel Walker type trade.
Oh, that's not going to happen in today's NFL.
I don't think it will, but, you never know. I mean, you have a disgruntled player who has a no trade clause.
Yeah.
So he does control a lot of what happens to him. And if that's the case, then that probably takes at least 2/3 of the league out of the mix, if not more.
Sure. Yeah, I do think that there's a couple of situations that he prefers, and may get to the point where it's like, all right, I'll go anywhere just to get the hell out of here. But it doesn't seem like that's the case right now, that he's got the Dolphins, the Jets, the 49ers, maybe the Panthers. That's another team that's in there.
Yeah, but the Panthers, they have enough. I mean, again, like if you're Deshaun Watson and you see, okay, they're giving up Christian McCaffrey. And wait, time out. I want to play with Christian McCaffrey. I want to make it easier for me.
Sure.
So, again, you have to remember he does have a big part and big say in where he ends up going, if he ends up going anywhere.
Yeah, and that's why we hope that the people around him push him to the Jets and Joe Douglas wants to make the deal.
And the biggest problem with the Houston Texans is their lack of draft capital, their lack of a roster that can win right now. So Nick Caserio, I personally believe that they're going to trade him. I do think they're going to trade him because they have to.
Let's go to Jonathan in Somerset, New Jersey. What's up, Jonathan? Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
All right, good. Jonathan, what's happening?
Good, good. I was curious about something with what you guys were talking about Jerry before. That guy goes to the fancy Walmart to buy the most important piece of equipment for his livelihood. And he's getting defensive that you guys are giving him stuff about it. I mean, come on.
I believe it was Target, Jonathan. It wasn't Walmart. Target.
Yeah, it's a fancy Walmart.
Oh, fancy. Oh, he said, oh, okay, I got you.
It's known as Target in certain areas.
Like I said to Eddie, I said fancy Walmart, which is Target.
Okay, right. I got you. All right, now Jerry is back, and if we can get his microphone going there, Eddie.
Hey, real quick, you know what they sell at Target?
What's that?
Apple.
Did you buy one?
Samsung. HP.
Buy an Apple?
So take your crap elsewhere, jackass. What's wrong with Target?
There's nothing wrong with
Target. Target rocks. So does Walmart.
Target's awesome.
Right.
Target is awesome.
You make it seem like you're getting lesser product by going to Target. Explain.
I don't. Video quality. It was terrible.
Zip it. I'm sorry.
Jerry's losing it.
Dummy.
All right,
guys. I'll see you later.
Man, and is this going to change at all today, or is it going to be this choppy?
5-hour energy, and I'm angry because of this computer system. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just wonder if it can be fixed or it's always going to be like this. That's the only question.
No, I'm going to get another computer. I can't deal with this.
Really? You're going to have to get another computer?
I'll return this one. I'll get another one.
Oh, my goodness.
I've had it for literally 36 hours.
And you don't want to tell us the brand?
No, I don't.
Well, why not? What if I'm in the market for a new computer and now I don't have the proper information?
You're like a sheep. You'll go get your Apple.
No,
you'll
I won't. Fine. That's not true.
No, I'm good.
Jerry, you love the iPad. I use the iPad. That camera is terrific.
Maybe I'll bring that in tomorrow then. Okay.
That's what Al is on. He's been on. He looks crystal clear from his home.
Just remember, you have to get the special attachment to be able to,
for the
to
internet.
Plug in.
Yes, I do know that.
So, Al didn't tell you that.
which I don't have to. I'll go pick up today.
Yes, you'll have to get that too. Yes.
There you go.
If anybody else disagrees with Jerry's laptop, you can give us a call. 877.
No. That's fine. Just don't say things that are not factually true. To say that you don't get a good product at Target is stupid.
No,
go F yourself.
Jesus, Jerry. I mean, you are all fired up. I'm sorry I even came in today. Is it because I'm here?
No.
I kind of feel like the last couple weeks you were really happy that you were in here with Gio and everything, and I could feel it coming through the air.
Now I'm back with masked Evan behind me.
Right. I'm sorry. Maybe it's my fault.
No, we're good.
No, it's not. No, I'm happy to have you back. I couldn't do any more shows like that. It was getting weird, with you at home. It gets strange. then I feel disconnected and everything. It was great to have you back. There's like a different, there's an energy. I don't know.
But obviously Jerry is just snapped here this morning.
No, he has. I'm very well grounded.
Now, what level of snappage do you think Jerry's at right now? 1 to 5, 5 being a total snappage.
Well, I think he's at a 3, but it's so early, which is great. Like the fact that this happened at the 6:30 update.
Right. As opposed to the 9:30 update.
Yeah, it means that we have more time that we could, you know, aggravate him with phone calls and things.
Yes.
I just love that guy was talking. Jerry's going, ah! Over him.
Because he was not speaking factually.
Ah! Well, you obviously did not buy a quality computer.
That's not what he said.
He's like, well, I mean, ah!
It was enough.
When you get in fights with your wife, do you do that to Kim or no? How would that go over?
I have no comment.
Jerry, I was thinking, maybe we could go out to dinner. Jerry, we need to have a talk about you leaving your laundry around, like your dirty laundry. All right, I guess now's not the time. Let's go to Mike in Sayreville, New Jersey. What's going on, Mike?
I'm proud of Jerry. He's bringing back the antiques, the Commodore 64. It's unbelievable. Good for
Commodore
him.
Commodore 64.
Since Chernoff is retiring, can't he just go take his computer? He doesn't need that, right?
That door has been locked for a year. So, no, he can't go in there. We may have a key somewhere, but no, I can't even imagine that Chernoff office. I mean, nobody's been in there, right? I mean, he came back one day. Chernoff came back
right,
one day.
Right, but I do believe, because at least I've been led to believe, that they are disinfecting all the studios and the offices.
Oh, so they open it up.
Now,
right.
That's what they have told me. Have I been able to confirm that? No.
Oh, okay.
Have you been able to confirm that?
I've not tried to confirm
Has
it.
Has anybody ever seen anybody in this studio disinfecting this studio?
In the very beginning,
yes.
I saw, remember, what was our friend's name? Eric, I believe, came in here a couple of times.
Well, he was wiping stuff down.
And he was wiping stuff down. But no.
There was a guy in here like in the beekeeper suit.
I've seen that
guy.
I've seen him walk around the newsroom, but I've never seen him come in here. But it
right.
doesn't mean he doesn't come in here. But yeah, I mean, wouldn't that be funny if you open up Chernoff's door and it's just that giant, like, ball of COVID? You know, did you see that picture on the news? It's just sitting in there. It's grown over the past year. Ugh. The little red spikes off it.
It's eating gummy worms.
Yeah. Right. Oh, they finally found me. Damn it.
Let's go to Cody at Red Bank. Cody, what's happening?
Good morning, Kempers.
Good morning.
I think you guys are being a little hard on Jerry here, man. Give him a little credit. Remember the whole flight delay? He gets back, he's got a flat tire, he still does this show. He handled that exceptionally well. And now you guys are over here. You know, it's been a long week. He's at the end of his rope. I think you just need to jump off him a little bit.
Well, I mean, first of all, it's the beginning of the week. It is not the end of a long week. And Jerry handled that day on Friday perfectly. I mean, he had a whole weekend, and then he came back, and we didn't even really get on him. We just talked about how the product was not up to snuff. His video was not good. It wasn't matching with his voice. He was very choppy. It's just something we need to point out. That's all. You know, we're not getting on Jerry. We have a standard here at the program. And if you don't meet that standard, then people are going to hear about it.
You know, and a couple of things have happened with Jerry. Yes, he went through all of that to get back for his update, and that was very impressive.
And
we expect nothing less than that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a couple of days prior to that, remember he had a guy call in to tell us what a great guy Jerry was, and Jerry went out of his way to help a family, and Jerry allowed the guy to tell the story on the air. You remember that whole thing?
Yes, I do, yeah.
And now here we are with, you know, we see the real side of Jerry when he gets upset.
Yeah, no, he just loses it very quickly.
Let's go to Bill in North Carolina. Bill, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hope you're all doing well.
Yeah, we're doing great. How are you, Bill?
Feeling good. I'm like a week into the keto diet, so I'm past the shaky stage. So we'll see how this goes. Yeah, eating bacon every day. Terrible. So I got to ask Jerry real quick. Hey, Jerry?
Well, hold on. He's in the newsroom, so I don't know if he's going to run back
in
or not.
He's in the newsroom, so that's okay. It's better when he's not around. So first of all, as I tweeted earlier, a higher definition camera automatically sucks because he looks 5 years older right now because of the higher definition.
Okay.
But most people suffer from this thing where they go on the internet, so they automatically have a degree in everything. Mm-hmm. So if he went online and it said the Funai Model 2QPZ had the best value for the money and go to Target and get it, it's only $250, he might have just grabbed it and gone. I was a manager and corporate trainer for Best Buy for years, and we always had people who were yelling at us about no-name brands that were better and nobody ever could talk about them. So if you went into a normal big box store that had some technicians or people would answer, they actually have better customer service than going to Target or Walmart and picking it off the shelf and just kind of walking out.
Well, I think what's going on, Bill, is that Jerry is embarrassed by the brand that he bought. He won't even tell us what it is.
He probably also bought his plasma at ShopRite. So, you know, you have to look at that. the grocery store sells $150 HDTVs. Well, they're the same as a Samsung. Sure, they're a Sansui. Why not? Nobody's going to know the difference. Look how big it is.
Maybe that's the laptop he's got, Bill. Maybe he's got a Sansui in there. I do have to go and look. I'm going to have to see. I can't wait to see what it is. Any guesses? Hitachi, maybe?
Hitachi. Sanyo.
Sanyo?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Acer.
Acer, that's a good one.
Well, Dell is pretty good still, right? Didn't they send us Dells? I feel like
Yeah, I had a Dell, yeah.
Right, so I think CBS Sports sent us a Dell.
Yeah, we had a Dell, you know. Target, let me see. Target computers.
Hold on, I'm going to Google worst laptops. And see. All right. Best and worst. See what I could find. See where he ended up.
Okay.
What did you say again, Al?
You could do an Inspiron.
I said Acer, but Jerry just tweeted it's an HP Chromebook.
Oh, okay. It's HP. All right. He just tweeted it. He does not want to come to the studio. He decided to tweet us instead.
Let's go to Steve in Manhattan. Stevie, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, boys. How's everything going?
All right. What's going on?
Listen, it's crazy that we're coming up on a year that I met Jerry down at AC, and until I met him, I really thought he was a prick. And I think you guys are being a little tough on him. So, you know, I just got back from Fort Lauderdale. Florida is wide open, and since we don't want to deal with Atlantic City, we're doing a boys' trip in March down to Fort Lauderdale, the Hard Rock down there. You guys, I think you need a break. I think it's time to take the show on the road. Such a little NCAA tournament. Come down, bring Jerry, let him relax a little, stop picking on him. But you guys should pack it up and come on down.
Well, trust me, Steve, if I could, I would. I mean, I don't know if Jerry maybe could go down there and then quarantine at home for a couple of weeks. I cannot, unfortunately. I have a friend who I talk about has been down there since November. He's not coming back till May. So, hey, come down for a weekend. I'm like, no, I can't come down for a weekend. It doesn't work like that. I'm not a retired guy who's got no responsibility. You know, I work with people in the studio. I got a wife and baby at home or a three-year-old toddler at home. Can't be doing that. I wish I could, but I can't. But, yeah, maybe Jerry could. Jerry could probably get away with it.
Well, the amazing thing to me is just how Jerry now has affected this radio program this morning.
Yeah. Well, he's bad. I believe he's trying. He's messing with the camera now. He's shut it off, actually. He turned it off. Maybe he's restarting it. Who knows? Probably logged on. How do you fix a crappy camera on an HP? Restart the thing.
I think those Chromebooks are mainly just for like getting online and doing very casual things on the computer. So
yeah, not streaming video or anything at high def or any of that stuff.
Probably not made for that.
So what is the Chromebook is sort of like the HP's answer to the Apple Air or something?
Well, what is Microsoft? What do they have?
The Surface.
They have the Surface. Okay, that's what they use on the NFL sidelines.
Yeah. So he went to the HP Chromebook. All right, let's see. HP Chromebook. Take a look at a couple
of reviews. Or maybe he would go to Lenovo or something like that. Or, you know, Inspiron.
Yeah, $250 at Target, this HP Chromebook.
All right, well, it's a good value. But, you know, maybe not for a national TV show.
All right.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.